And right now, I just want to say a few words about the CFO program and our week here together. Again, some of us have been coming for a long time and some of us are new, but every camp is a new week. It's been said that there's only two camps that exist, your first camp and the one you're at. So here we are, all together. And when I came to my first camp, a nice little lady who was elderly came up to me and said, "Welcome to Winnie." I said, "Expect God." And I just thought that was so cute at the time, and I thought to myself, "Oh, expect God what?" And I thought there was going to be more to that sentence. And it took me a few camps to realize what the difference was between expectancy and expectations. We always talk about camp as being a time of joyous expectancy. And I said earlier, we're going to have a great week, and we know that. We know that already. There's no question about it. Expect God. So, expectancy. Let me see my notes here. Expectancy is about letting go. Expectations are about what we want to happen. Expectations are about what we want to happen. So, when we're in the way, when ourselves get in the way, we're talking about expectations. And as Carol Powers said to me one time, expectations are just planned disappointments. And at first, when I heard that statement, I didn't know what to do with it. I said to myself, well, aren't we supposed to have expectations? I mean, don't expectations set the bar? Don't we want to know what we're getting into? Well, expectations, when it's tied up in our attachments, you know, lead us down to the road of disappointment. Whereas expectancy is about letting go and trusting that the Holy Spirit will do something and will work with what we've got and who we are. So, we talk about things through our own experience, and I'll tell you about one of mine real quick. As some of you know, I taught high school music for 13 years. And I really enjoyed that time, and part of my responsibilities as a high school music teacher was to music direct for the spring musical. And we had a blast doing the musicals. We took a lot of pride in that. We used to say, we don't do high school theater, we do theater that happens to have high schoolers in it. And we, you know, after the process was over, you know, we'd say, it's harder than football, isn't it? And some of them would agree, it was. So, but about 6 weeks prior at the beginning of the process, you have what? You have auditions for the musical. 6 weeks prior to the auditions, we would announce when they were going to be, and the excitement would start to build about the show. And one of the things that you can't help but do as you're working with the kids over the 6 weeks before the auditions is you start to cast the show in your head. You start to see what kids are doing what and who's got what vocal range or who plays what instrument or whatever. And you start to have those thoughts about, oh, yeah, well, maybe that person will be the lead or, you know, or maybe they're just in the ensemble or something like that. And you know what? We all have those kind of thoughts no matter what. And as teachers, you have them. You just don't act on them and you don't share them. And then what happens is the auditions come along. And you have those thoughts, and then you just set those aside. And you go into the auditions, and what is the auditions? The audition is a process. It's a process that you submit yourself to, and that you go into with other team members, and you get yourself out of the way, and you let things unfold. So we would have a two-day audition process, and the kids would go through some hoops that we would set up and other things that they would prepare. And it was funny, in my first, you know, 4-6 years of teaching, I would notice, you know, all of those thoughts that cross your mind about what could be, what might work, who's doing what, who seems to have what talent, all of those thoughts would be proven wrong. The audition would bring out all of these things in students that you can't see by yourself, just looking, you know, from your own experience. You go through this process, you submit yourself to it, you work with other people, you talk it through, and the audition process shakes down what is supposed to happen. And looking back at all of the auditions that we had over the 13 years, I say to myself, wow. So there was so much that I wouldn't have been able to have seen on my own. And, you know, as a teacher, I always like to think, it was like, you know, I have the best interest of the students, you know, in my heart and want to see that. But you can't do it alone. You submit to that audition process and really, really interesting, wonderful things happen. So we talk about process. And CFO and the CFO program is a process. It's a process we submit ourselves to get ourselves out of the way and to see what the Holy Spirit has for us. And that process takes the form of the CFO day, which is outlined in your pamphlet. And we'll just talk briefly about the parts of the day and what time things happen and where they happen. In the beginning of the day, we have an optional part of the program that's called the morning swim, and that's a process in itself. 6 o'clock is the morning swim. It happens down at the lake. Don't get in the water without a lifeguard, as you already heard, and you are welcome to participate in that if you like. Then at 7:30 in the morning, we have morning meditation. Morning meditation. The morning is a good time to slow down and get the code, or language of God. Learn to sit quietly before the symbolism of nature, for the depths of heaven itself are there if you will slow down and decode. Those are the words of Glenn Clark. Glenn Clark came up with the vision of the CFO in the 1930s. After that, we go to breakfast, and meals are a great time of the day because at meals, that's where we get to submit to the process a little bit and challenge ourselves. There's a bunch of us here. There's 120 of us here this week. As you go to a meal this week, take the mealtime challenge and sit with somebody you don't know a few times. Get to know some other people. We've all have our friends who are here, and that's great, but it's good to get to know one another, so try to have a meal with somebody that you don't know. Singing is at 9 o'clock right here in the meeting house. And singing is one of those things that binds us together. As Joel Hayden used to say, when everybody's singing together, there isn't time for all of the nonsense. Because we're all blending as one and working at a common goal. And we experience unity in that, and that's what our singing does. And we've already experienced a little singing. It's wonderful. It's a great time. At 9:30, we'll have our morning talk right here in the meeting house. And CFO speakers who come and talk, whether they be from our camp or from away or somewhere, CFO speakers are different than when you go to some other conference. CFO speakers are here to talk from their experience. They are talking from their experience of life and their spiritual walk. And their spiritual walk is probably going to be different from yours. And when we're talking, you know, this is a sharing platform right here. This is not a preaching, teaching platform. This is a sharing platform. And we share. And I think that word explains itself. I mean, we give and we take and we listen and we can dialogue and talk. But that's what this platform is about. It's a sharing platform, not a preaching, teaching platform. After the morning talk, we go to rhythms, and that'll be at 10:15, and it'll be outside on the field. And if it's raining, it'll be in here. Here's some more words from Glenn Clark. Another discovery made at the camps farthest out was that to truly pray, to pray with the greatest abandon and will of all one's power, one should pray with all one's being. And for this reason, it was early discovered that if there was to be any technique of prayer, it must be a technique that would include one's body as well as one's mind and one's soul. CFO is a holistic experience, and Glenn Clark said that if the camps stand for anything, they stand for wholeness. And so you'll notice that the CFO program is a holistic experience. And in rhythms, we use our body to pray. And Tanya is going to lead us in that this week. And we'll hear more from her tomorrow. Then at 11 o'clock, we have our creative time. And Glenn Clark sums it up once again from the dedication in one of his books. To my mother and father, who taught their children around the evening lamp and before the open fireplace that to see life imaginatively was to see life truthfully. Creatives is a time to engage with what we've been hearing, listen to the Holy Spirit, and let that come out in yet a different way, whether that be through creative art, which happens downstairs, down the stairs and right under this room, or through creative singing, which happens in this room, or at creative writing, which we still have to work out a location for, and I'll let you know that in the morning, but there will be a creative writing group. So after creatives, we have a mealtime again, and then we have horizontal hour at 1 o'clock, a time to rest and take it all in, because a lot has happened, I think you'll find, if you've been engaging in this process and letting yourself go and letting God have God's wonderful way, a lot will happen. You'll hear things, you'll want to process things, and we take an hour to do that. And then at 2 o'clock, we have recreation time. And you're encouraged to explore the grounds of Geneva Point Center, join others in fun things to do, and if you need an idea of something to do, see a council ring member or find somebody on the porch. It's a wonderful time to just sit back. At 4 o'clock, we have prayer preparation. And prayer preparation happens in the back of this room. We gather in a circle and we prepare for prayer. And Carol will probably talk more about that during prayer preparation and at the beginning of prayer group tomorrow. But here's what to say about prayer preparation. Let's just be honest. We know that sometimes people can't quite make it to prayer preparation. It's kind of this fluid experience. So at 4 o'clock, if you're here for prayer preparation, that's wonderful. If you're not quite here, we'll see you at prayer group, and that's fine. But prayer preparation is open to everybody. You're welcome to be there. We gather at the back, and it's a wonderful time to get ourselves in tune and in spirit with what will happen at prayer group. And then prayer group happens at 4:30. Tomorrow, for the first day of camp, please arrive just a little bit early if you're not already at prayer preparation. And at that time, Carol will lead us through the process of how you will be, how you will get your prayer group. And we'll find out more about that tomorrow afternoon. But it's a Holy Spirit-led process, a process that we submit to and that we see what gifts are there. You don't know who you're going to be in a prayer group with, and it's everybody's job in the prayer group to find out what the Holy Spirit has in store for that group. We eat at 5:45, we have dinner, and then at 7:15 we're here in the meeting house again to sing, and then the evening talk is at 8:15, and at 9 o'clock we all join hands and we say the 9 o'clock prayer. The 9 o'clock prayer is simply this: Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. You see, this week as we give ourselves to the CFO program and we let the Holy Spirit work, we're coming together, we're seeking harmony and unity, and we want to find what the Holy Spirit wants for our camp, what wants for us, wants for our camp together, and then we take that prayer power and we broadcast it out into our world, because what we do here has power. We bring that all together, and in that unity and harmony that we build throughout the week, we release that to our world, and we take that as we leave. And you'll see how it works as we go through the week. It'll be wonderful. So that's the CFO day in a nutshell. And I just want to read one more quote from Glenn Clark. It is impossible to indicate the exact course the spiritual orchestration at the camp's farthest out will take before the members of the group come together. Out of their individual needs and out of God's divine plan for them, we shall expect the message of each camp to be born. Now, when you first hear that, it's kind of like, wait a minute, you don't know what's going to happen? How does that work? Well, that's one of the things that is absolutely unique about CFO, I think. I haven't been anywhere that works like that. We come together and we figure it out by listening through prayer and through going through the CFO day, which is a holistic experience and allows us to get in touch with the Holy Spirit, get in touch with ourselves, and get in touch with each other. And It'll be a wonderful week. We know that.